Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Mark Gilpin. Date of birth is 9/22/1961. Date of procedure is May 23rd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physicians, Dr. H-U-Y Vu, V-U. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is GIM, CRC screening and surveillance, personal history of colon polyps, anemia, history of anemia. Indication. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lens video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. A retroplex is obtained at the cardia. Airway suction from the stomach for which all is scoped. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lens video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. The terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. A retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy neckline. The proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular with one tongue of salmon-colored mucosa extending greater than 10 millimeters proximally at 39 centimeters from the bipod, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation of for Barrett's esophagus, biopsies were obtained per Seattle protocol. Next line, there was evidence of diffuse moderate gastric erythema, biopsies are obtained in the antrum and body separately for histology given the history of GIM. NBI was used to look for any irregularity to the mucosa. Next line. There were two diminutive duodenal bulb sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Overall, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion otherwise. Next line, ampulla appeared normal. Next line. Sorry, delete the ambulance. Please note the duodenal flotilla appeared normal. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is greater as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, there were two ascending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters, these are removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were two diminutive sigmoid cholecystectomy polyps, removed cold biopsy, polypectomy, next time. There was mild left-sided diverticulosis coli, next time. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retrospection that were non-bleeding, that were moderate in size, next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology, next line. If patient is found to be iron deficient, if patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia, would recommend PillCam for further evaluation. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 years due to GIM surveillance. Risk factors and avoidance were explained. Next line, recommend 3-year colonoscopy recall for further evaluation count pending PATH. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up on opposite previously scheduled. Thank you.